going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Where are all the ladies who like to read street literature, romance, urban fiction novels? I need you to go to Amazon.com and check out the new novel called Thoughts and the Fools Who Love Them by author Jason Simone. Jason Simone is a master storyteller. His new novel, Thoughts and the Fools Who Love Them, is a compelling read you need to go check out right now on Amazon. You can read it free with Kindle. Also, for the holidays, you need to check out Mugs Amore. You need a coffee mug to fit your mood, the perfect stocking stuffer for your family and friends. Go to mugsamore.com. Follow them at mugs_amore on Instagram. Let everybody know that we're live, guys. We're going to chop up some game. We're going to be talking about the vaccine. So y'all don't move a muscle. We will be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Have you ever thought about getting into credit repairing? We have everything you need to start a life-changing credit repair business. Zero experience needed. This software makes it incredibly easy to launch, run, and grow your very own profitable credit repair business or to add an entirely new revenue stream to your existing business. Run your own credit repair business effortlessly. 100% risk-free trial with no hassle one-click cancellation at any time. Go to fixcreditsoftware.com. That's fixcreditsoftware.com.
Listen close, California family. Are you struggling with health insurance costs? Not sure if you can afford a decent health plan? Call Calendar Insurance Services at 866-200-2247. They are the experts when it comes to the health and the life insurance needs of Californians. So again, go to www.callenderinsurance.com or call 866-200-2247. Yo, guys, don't let COVID-19 keep you from achieving your health and your fitness goals, because your health is cut from the same cloth as your wealth, and you need to be the best version of yourself, and you can do that with Salomon's gym products and services. Salomon offers custom online training made just for you, and he has ankle, thigh, and power bands that will help you tone your body and burn fat anywhere you choose to train. So go to Salomon'sFitnessWorld.com, enter the coupon code Tariq, and save 10% on your order. That's SolomonsFitnessWorld.com.
It's being described as a thrilling ride, filled with suspense, a book you won't put down, an absolute page-turner. Buy the new book, War of the Heart, an Occam Jeffers novel, today at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Audiobook currently on sale at Google Play and Apple. Visit spiritof1811publishing.com for more details. Black first.
Are you looking for a 100% natural beard product that cleans the skin under your beard and it stimulates growth? Then check out Beard Tree Oil and Herbs, LLC. They promote healthy beards over everything. They offer a full line of products including beard and face wash, balm, oil, mist, and detox. So treat yourself to the Beard Tree 3 package, which includes the wash, balm, oil for just $25. For best results, check out the Beard Tree 5 that includes all 5 products for just $50. So check this out all at BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com. That's BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com, or follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Beard Tree Oils and Herbs. Check out a brand new book by author Jay Babalaw entitled Black Serviceman to Black Veteran. With this book, author Jay Babylon delivers an immersive and intelligent read about his personal experiences in and after the military, and he talks about how these experiences shaped his outlook on life forever. This personal novel reads much like a self-help guide, but it's a very deep book and you need to check it out. It's called Black Serviceman to Black Veteran, available right now on Amazon.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have y'all tuning in live, ladies and gentlemen. I need y'all to hit that thumbs up button. I need y'all to hit that like button. I need y'all to subscribe if you have not already subscribed, ladies and gentlemen, because sometimes they will unsubscribe people. So if you've been unsubscribed, y'all hit that subscribe button one more time, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff we're going to chop it up about on tonight's broadcast, or today. It's still daytime, and I'm on time today. And, you know, the holidays are coming up. By the way, you guys need to go get some of that Ogun juice. Ogun juice pepper spray is a great stocking stuffer. Oh, that's a great stocking stuffer. OgunJuice.com. Get that Ogun juice pepper spray. I think we're out of the socks. We sold out of the socks, but we have some other accessories. I think we still have masks on the website, but go to OgunJuice.com to get all that good stuff. And go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 through 5. Buck breaking is coming soon. We're going to have the trailer. I think we'll do the trailer. We'll show the trailer by January 1st. We'll do it for the new year. We're bringing the new year with a bang. We'll show the new trailer for Buck Breaking. That's going to be a very exciting film. I can't wait for you guys to check that out. Shout out to the people who got their foundational Black American flags at officialfba.com and all that good stuff. But we're going to get into a lot of heavy stuff today. A couple of other things I wanted to touch on. Shout out to my Chicago people. I found out that y'all mayor, my Chicago folks, y'all's mayor, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, a.k.a. Beetlejuice. Do y'all know this deceptive stud wench sat up here and tried to block the release of a video of race soldiers busting into a black woman's house, dragging her out while she was naked? There's a sister in Chicago whose house was raided. And they raided the wrong house, and the sister was butt-ass naked, and they just violated that sister. And they had video of it, and, you know, the stud wench, the white-ass-licking mayor that y'all have out there in Chicago, she sat her ass up here and tried to block the footage from being released. Who voted for her? When I see this woman operate around Chicago, I'm like, who voted for this woman, dude? Who in the world voted for this woman? I mean, that woman is horrible. And I told people, black people, we got to understand what being on code means. We have to reject some of these people that white society prop up as our leaders, as our spokespersons. And they prioritize things like sexual intersectionality. I told y'all that's a problem. When people are out here promoting and prioritizing sexual intersectionality. She's up here laying up with white women and all that old nonsense. That is a problem. We have a big problem of them getting any and everybody trying to represent foundational black Americans. This is why, family, it is so important. And it was so important for us to acknowledge and focus on foundational black American lineage and culture. It's very important that we focused on our lineage and culture as foundational black Americans and define what it is in terms that make sense, in terms that are exclusive. See, using other terms, it creates a lot of confusion. A lot of times when people would say Native Black Americans, they're like, are you talking about black versions of the Navajos or the Cherokees or the black people who were subjected to some of those Mongoloid tribes? No, see, that creates a lot of confusion. It's a well-meaning term. That was a term that our brother Claude Anderson, Dr. Claude Anderson, would talk about, the Native Black American. I thought we could revise that term. We can kind of tweak it. American descendants of slaves, that was stolen from the descendants of slaves. Another brother came up with descendants of slaves, and Strappy and Tone Tit stole that from him. And even descendants of slaves, of American slaves, or American descendants of slaves, see, that gets kind of confusing, because then you got other people who will come in and be like, well, I'm American, and I descended from slaves in the Caribbean, but I'm American now. You know, people would play these little bullshit word games. You see? People try to tether their way in when you use certain words that they can hop in. See, even the term African-American, see, you got a lot of people who are not from here. Oh, I'm African-American. I just became a citizen last week, so I can be y'all representative. Oh, I was a slave in the Caribbean, but I'm American now, so I can be y'all representative. See, we play those little games. So the term foundational black American, that term gets people's panties in a bunch because they can't remix it. Foundational black American is a very definitive term. You can't really remix that. Because when we say foundational, we were here before all the other people. Somebody mentioned Clyde Winters in the chat room. Clyde Winters is a beast with it. I rock with Clyde Winters. He's been teaching this stuff for decades. I got some of Clyde Winters' work. Clyde Winters, he's been around for a long time. He's very thorough in this. Yes, he is. I tip my hat off to him. I got a lot of game from his writings, by the way. But when we say foundational black American, see, nobody can remix it. And that's the thing that gets so many people pissed off. Notice how pissed off all of the tether class gets when you start talking about being a foundational black American, because you can't remix it. You can't remix it. You can't say, well, I was a slave. Over. No. We're talking about foundational black Americans. The first people who were here, not only that, the first people who built this country, the foundation, that is us. We were enslaved, but we were the foundation of this thing. See, you cannot remix that. And the reason why it's important for us to acknowledge our lineage, it's important to understand who the tethered Sambo classes are who come from other places, because as we see now, tether coons, bed wenches, these people are very dangerous. For years, guys, I've been warning people about tethered coons. I've been warning people about bed wenches. I've taken a lot of flack from warning people about bed wenches. I popularized the term bed wench. That's a term that's in dictionaries now. I don't like to brag about stuff like that, but you know, they already put it on me. Every time you look up the word bedwinch, they trace it back to me. I was the one who popularized that term. Why did I popularize that term? Because I saw a long time ago how dangerous the bedwinches were. We had these winches and mammies slithering around these zaddies working against us. And I saw a pattern. I'm like, wait a minute. We need to differentiate these bed wenches away from other sisters. Because what these bed wenches would do, they would do little slick stuff and then try to hide behind the all black woman mantle. No, no, no. We're not going to put you in the same category with all black women. You guys are doing certain things that are detrimental to black people as a group. So we've identified them. So now we know what to look for. See, that's being on code. So now when we see people do certain things and we see bed wench tendencies, we see a zaddy somewhere or zaddy worship, we know, okay, this person isn't to be trusted. You know? This person isn't to be trusted. And now we know how to codify the word bed wench online by using emojis now. See, that's about being on code. Being on code is very important. And this is what the dominant society understands. And this is why they always try to bring people around us, foundational black Americans, who are not on code. They understand. Foundational black Americans, just like white people, most groups, ethnic groups, have a certain code. If you've been around each other for a long time, you'll learn certain things about each other, your culture, that doesn't even have to be said. You just understand what it is. So this is why it's imperative for white supremacist society to keep dumping all of these other people on us under the melting pot, which becomes a slop bucket of blackness. The more they dump on us, the less codified we're going to be. They understand that, see? The white supremacists are very scientific with this. They're very scientific with it. This is why so many elected officials now, they made sure that they were tethers from somewhere else. Obama, Colin Powell, Eric Holder. They understood. We got to get these folks from other places because they're not going to be on code with the foundational black Americans. And we know that when they don't do shit for foundational black Americans, it's not going to bother them. See, they understand some black folks, they put them in power. If they are a foundational black American, your conscience is going to nip at you and you're going to want to do something for your people. It's only natural. You're going to want to do something for your people. You have to be like a Jesse Lee Peterson type of coon. And those are extremes. You can't keep waiting for the Jesse Lee Peterson types because we see that he's a coon already. He's really ineffective. A person like that. But when they prop up certain black people, it's inevitable that if that person is a foundational black American, he is eventually going to want to do something, or she's going to want to eventually do something about their people. You understand? So they understand how to bring in other people. And this is what we've been seeing with these vaccines for COVID. They've been talking about the vaccines for COVID. On Sunday, I did a broadcast saying, hey, they're about to rev this thing up with these vaccines. And the very next day, Monday, we saw all day the white media and the white government pandering to black people, trying to finesse us into taking these COVID vaccines that are not even FDA approved. Do you guys know that? There's like an emergency order where they can fast track vaccines. I forgot the name of the emergency order. Somebody in the chat room might be able to help me out. But there's an emergency order where they can bypass the FDA and fast track vaccines if there's a pandemic. So they fast tracked these vaccines. And they are running around talking about how much black people need to take them. They're not giving you a scientific reason as to why. All they keep saying is that black people are dying at disproportionate rates. Those are trick bag words. Those are trick bag words. Most of the people who are dying and getting sick are actually white. So when they say disproportionate numbers, so if 10 white people are in a room and 2 black people are in a room, and 7 of the white people die and 1 of the black people die, they'll sit up and say, hey, half the black people here died of COVID. They play that little game. You understand? It's only 2 people. 1 black person died. But now instead of all the white people who died, all the 7 white people in the room, that 1 black person died. So now let's focus on 50% of the black population in this room just died of COVID. Those are the kind of word games they're playing, and we see the deceptiveness of it. We see the there's a deceptive vibe going with this thing. And there's no scientific basis for them giving us the COVID. There's no scientific reason why black people are dying at disproportionate numbers, and they know that. Black people, if we are dying at disproportionate numbers, that is because systematic white supremacy. We do not have the resources because of systematic deprivation based on race to get the proper health care. So instead of them saying, okay, let's allocate resources specifically to black people because they get it disproportionately based on systematic racism. So let's disproportionately systematically correct this with resources. No, they said, let's fix a racism problem by giving the Negroes shots. That's their solution. You're going to fix a racism problem because the problem isn't with us. The problem is with systematic racism with you. But your answer to your racism is to give us shots. And you're wondering why black people are skeptical about this thing? You understand? Somebody in the chat room said black people are dying because black people are fat. Nigga, have you driven through middle America? Let's get off this thing where there's a bunch of white people running around here looking like Bo Derek. If you go to middle America, dude, just get out of the major cities and go into the rural areas of anywhere in America, you see big, fat, sloppy, honey boo-boo looking ass white people. Let's get off that, all right? Let's get off that nonsense. White people are not the picture of health running around here. This country is full of sickly, fat, sloppy, methed out, opioid ass white supremacists all around this damn country. Okay, let's get all this stuff out your brain. Y'all watch too much damn TV. You got these beer guzzling ass white supremacists running around. Go look at a Trump rally. Just take a good look at a damn Trump rally. Is that the picture of health? Go to your Walmarts outside of the major cities. Is that the picture of damn health? And that's one of the reasons why they don't want to really give these vaccines to a lot of white people. Let's go deep. And by the way, look at the picture we have on the screen. They've been wheeling out Negroes, guys. They've been wheeling out Negroes left and right, giving them these shots. And I think many of these shots are placebos, meaning fake shots. It's just for the optics. It's just for the visual. But this scene right here, this is in New Orleans. This is one of the mammies who worked at the hospital who volunteered or got paid to do it. This is so reminiscent of those white supremacist surgeons who started to learn how to do gynecology on black female slaves. Look at the picture on the left. It's a bunch of white people standing around watching this black woman get a shot. Same thing in the 1800s. They're sitting up observing the black body, about to experiment on the black body. And what's interesting, look at all the fake praise. Certain black folks were getting these shots and these black people were handpicked who worked in the medical industry. They paraded Negroes around left and right. and they were talking about how brave they were. Cuomo out of New York. There was a Caribbean tether who got the shot. She was the first person to get the shot, this Jamaican lady. And it was a Jamaican lady who gave her the shot. So that's another thing. They're using those Caribbean tethers. They did that in New York. In Connecticut, they used another Caribbean guy. So they're using a lot of the tethers from other places to try to be the face of black folks. Like, look, these Negroes got it. Look how brave they are. Wow, they're so brave. They're running around talking about how brave they are. Why are they brave? You're called brave when you face danger. So are you saying that damn vaccine is dangerous? Because that's what it sounds like. When you called them brave, that means they did something that was hella dangerous. And they know this. And let me tell you something. They are giving placebos to some of these people. One couple out there in Pittsburgh, and they were on CNN trying to convince people to take the vaccine. And I read an article about them, and it said they're going to get the vaccine or a placebo. They'll slip that in. I want y'all to watch the articles about this. When they show people on TV, they'll say they're getting the vaccine or a placebo. They always slip that in. They slip that in. Placebo means a fake drug. It's not real. Placebo means a fake drug. They always slip that in. But a lot of folks, this is reminiscent, and we see this is reminiscent of Tuskegee. You know, Foundation of Black Americans, we don't trust it. And they've been lying in the media talking about a lot of, we did a poll and there's a lot of black folks who are open to do the vaccine. No, we're not. A lot of black folks are not. We did our own poll. I did a poll a couple of days ago on Twitter. 90% of the people was like, hell no. 90% of the people were like, hell no. So let me tell you something. The people that you see on TV getting these shots, I can almost damn near guarantee that those are placebos. They're not really getting the vaccines. I can damn near guarantee these people are not getting the damn shots. It's all for optics. But another thing that they're not telling you, the same day on Monday when they were doing all of these alleged placebo shots all over on CNN, all on the news, they were also giving shots in prisons. They were also talking about doing the shit in prison. They were talking about doing it in prison. And from what I understand, they're going to start fast tracking it in the prisons where a lot of black brothers are, unfortunately. And from what I understand, if certain brothers don't take the shot, they're going to do some kind of disciplinary actions against the brothers. And let me tell you something, guys, this isn't new. They've been doing that in prison or in jail, just in jail in general, even in the county jail. Because in jail, they give you TB shots. A lot of y'all don't know this. When you go like just to the county jail, I don't know how it is in other cities, but I know out here in LA County, when you went into LA County for a long time, this is in the late 80s, early 90s, they would give you TB shots. They just give you a TB shot. Now, you could refuse it, but what they would, because I would, when I would go in, I refused that shit. I never, ever, ever let them give me a shot when I went to jail. Ever. I never, ever, 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 ever let them give me a shot. Never. So what they would do, if you refuse the shot, they'll put you on like a main line over there with the felons and the killers. That was, I think, their little form of punishment, they thought. Even if you went in there for a misdemeanor, like I would get arrested. I would get a jaywalking warrant that didn't get paid. So they'd just lock your ass up until you went to court and did time served. But if you didn't take the shot, even if you had a little bullshit misdemeanor, they'd put you up there with the felons, the hardcore guys, as a way to punish you. Which I knew them niggas, so that didn't punish. I wasn't afraid of that shit. But I think they still do that. Some people are saying they still do that type of stuff. Or they put you in the hole. They do little disciplinary actions in jail if you don't take shots. So I can imagine what they're going to do to the brothers if they don't take these COVID vaccines. I can imagine. But the thing is, you know what they're trying to do? This is what I think they're trying to do. What they're trying to do, guys, they're trying to do herd immunity and use black folks as the guinea pigs. Now, what is herd immunity? I know a lot of y'all have heard the term herd immunity. Herd immunity is basically where they give a certain segment of the population a vaccine and make them immune to the airborne virus or the contagious virus. And if you get a certain number of people within the population that's immune, you don't have to do the rest because it would make the virus harder to spread. The immune people would act almost as blockers for the virus, so it won't spread so fast. And if it doesn't spread as fast, it will eventually teeter out. Okay? That's what herd immunity is. And herd immunity, it works. It works with stuff like the measles. Measles, that's highly contagious. So what they're doing, they're going to do herd immunity. They want to emphasize a certain sector of society so they can really avoid giving the vaccine to a lot of white people. You understand? They really don't want to have to give this vaccine to a lot of white people. This is why they're emphasizing us. I think they're going to start trying to emphasize Hispanics too now, because they see we ain't really rocking with that. We smell Tuskegee juice all over this. But the thing is, they're really trying to emphasize giving it to us. One, because white people don't want to even wear a mask, so white people are not going to line up in large numbers to get no damn vaccine, and they know that. Two, white people are more sickly than us. Don't get it twisted. White people's immune systems are not as strong as you think they are. White people cannot take a vaccine that's unknown with all types of unknown agents in it. If they give white people this vaccine in large numbers, that shit could wipe them out. They don't know what's in this stuff for real, and they don't really know what the effect is on a large scale. That's why they are using us as the damn guinea pigs. I mean, it's so damn obvious now that we're just the guinea pigs for this thing, so they can kill a lot of birds with a lot of stones here. Number one, they'll give us the COVID. They give black people the COVID vaccine. We can act as the herd for the immunity of it. Whatever sicknesses that comes later on down the line after the virus has subsided, we'll get the after effects of that, and no telling what else they deliberately put in these damn vaccines. God knows what they done put in this stuff. You understand? So they're not trying to give white people in large numbers this thing. They're really not trying to give it to them. They're just going to try to use the herd immunity thing, and we're going to be the herd. They're going to start giving it to some, you know, some of the least desirables. You understand? So we got to watch the con game here. After seeing these people run around talking about how much black folks need to take it, and hey, come on, black folks, you need to take it. Come on. They were in Boston at one hospital in Massachusetts, I think. They had the hospital staff out in the street dancing. Did y'all see that video? This, I guess, was their attempt to appeal to the black audience to come on in. They do all that dancing. When they want black folks to go to the polls to dance, to vote, they have niggas out there dancing. They figured, okay, it worked for voting. Let's get these Negroes to come get these vaccines. Let's get out here to the hospital. Let's get in front of the hospital and start dancing a little bit. Maybe these niggas will come on out when they see us dancing. This is how dumb they think we are. Somebody said in the chat room, how do we fight back? We fight back by staying on damn code. We stay on code. Now, if they start pulling this thing where you can't do this, you can't travel here, you can't go there without you having the vaccine shot, well, damn it, this is why we need to start looking out for each other as a community. We need to make sure people in the community have what they need if they're going to try to pull that trick. Remember, in the 1960s, we had that bus boycott. The bus boycott lasted a year. Foundational Black Americans were hella on code. We have not had that type of codification in a long time. Why? Because right after the 1960s, we started getting flooded with all of these foreign tethers who would not get on code with us. The bus boycott is very important to understand. That was a whole year where black people said that bus system can kiss our asses, and black people broke the city. The city lost a lot of money. Black people and black cab companies started to make money. Black people started carpooling. Black people saved their money, saved their resources, and damn near bankrupted the bus systems out there. You understand? It's all about being on code for real, for real. But the thing is, guys, we got a lot of the Boule bootlicks and the foreign tethers who come in who are off code, and they know who to pick these Negroes. They know where to pick them from. They get these Boule classes that they have doing diversity trainings. Let me tell y'all something. Watch the term diversity. Whenever you see black people who are somehow some kind of director of diversity, that's usually some type of bootlick position that they have for Negroes that they can pull out. That's their break in case of an emergency, Negro. Watch out for the words a diversity director, diversity coordinator. Watch out for those terms. Those are the Negroes in case of fire, break glass, get this Negro and wheel him out. Because they did this with a couple of Negroes on CNN. On CNN, they had this couple, the Pettigrew couple, and they are two diversity people who are in the medical field. They work as diversity directors. So they magically put these Negroes out on CNN to talk about, they did the COVID test themselves, and they're trying to convince black people that it's safe. And they're up here talking about Tuskegee. Now listen, this is on MSNBC. Now listen to this.
In the medical community.
Hold on. Let me take it back.
When you're confronted with people who say, what about the Tuskegee experiments? How do you convince them that yes, I understand your skepticism, but no, this is a moment to really trust. Do you show them where you got?
And by the way, let me explain something. All of this stuff that's on MSNBC with all of these fake question and answers, this is all kind of scripted. They know what the people are going to say. The whole deal is for them to go out here and acknowledge black people's fears and then put some lies on top of it, okay? So this is all some scripted stuff that the mainstream media does, okay?
To the people who say, what about the Tuskegee experiments? How do you convince them that yes, I understand your skepticism, but no, this is a moment to really trust. Do you show them where you got the shot in the arm? How do you look them in the eye and get them to trust you?
So we were part of Tuskegee. I mean, we lived there. My husband was a vice president there. So we saw the effects of what happened to those men and women and the children because of the Tuskegee experiment.
Okay. Now this woman, she's old, but she ain't that damn old. This couple is old. So she's like, yeah, we were there in Tuskegee. What are you talking about? This is an old lady and an old man, but they like, I would say in their 60s at the most. I don't think they're quite in their 70s, but yeah. No, y'all weren't. I don't think y'all were down there in Tuskegee doing that. I don't know, but all right.
Fear is absolutely real. And that is what we have to understand. We have to acknowledge that the fear is real, but we also have to acknowledge that we have come a long way understanding the integrity of the science that is present for us today. Trust the science and move forward.
Okay. So these are the Boule bootlick type of niggas who are telling y'all, trust the science. Yeah, we've come a long way. Whenever you hear that, we come a long way. When the hell did we come a long way from what? What did we come a long way from? What the hell did we come a long way from? We're doing the same thing that we've done for centuries here. We're fighting white supremacy still. We have not come a long way.
And so we have to trust the science if we want to survive this. And we always, have to come back to that. We trust the science because we've lived this life. We lived through the polio epidemic. We know what this can do to families. African-American families, people of color need to know that this is what they need to do and trust the science. Take the vaccine.
Why? Because you say so? Who are you? Who the hell are you?
Chenitz, what about you?
It's very unlikely that we will have another Tuskegee experiment. And I use that word very specifically.
How do you know? What is this nigga talking about? It's very unlikely that we would have another Tuskegee experiment. Based on what? What are you talking about? Based on what, nigga? Who? Based on who? What do you mean it's very unlikely? How? How is it unlikely that we would not have another Tuskegee? And we have the same white supremacists running around. How? What are you talking about? Just because you say so? I mean, just getting two Negroes to sit up here and deny it, that don't mean nothing. We don't trust you Negroes either.
experiment. And I use that.
Chenitz, what about you?
It's very unlikely that we will have another Tuskegee experiment. And I use that word very specifically because really this is not something that we are doing in the medical community. We're not experimenting on people anymore. We're not doing observational studies and we're not keeping secrets as they did in the Tuskegee experiment.
How you know, brother? What are you talking about? What do you mean they're not doing experiments? How you know? And if they were, which they are, they ain't going to admit it. They're not going to admit they're keeping secrets. That's the purpose of a damn secret, fool. I mean, they just wheeled out a couple of random Negroes and said, hey, we ain't keeping no secrets. We ain't doing no experiments. That right there sounds even more suspicious. That sounds more, that's like somebody telling you, hey, come over here and drink this from this cup. I know you don't know what's in it, but it ain't like I'm not poisoning nobody or nothing. You know, we ain't poisoning people. We're not spiking your drinks with drugs. I mean, come on, drink it. Drink it. The fact that you have to come out and say that nobody's doing experiments on folks, that nobody's keeping secrets, nigga, that makes us more suspicious. You're confirming the damn fear. There's a reason why you have to come out here and toe that line. The hell you talking about? Yeah, come on, black folks, take it. We ain't no secrets no more, guys. We're not experimenting on y'all like we used to do. I mean, come on, white daddy is going to do right by you right now. Trust me, eyes black. I mean, that's literally the only credentials of these people. See, this is what I'm saying when it comes to blackness. They'll throw anybody out there, and just because the motherfucker got melanin, we supposed to be like, okay, I guess you know what he's talking about. No. No, we don't trust these niggas. We don't trust these niggas at all. I trust them niggas less than white mommy and white daddy. No, we don't trust you Negroes. Give me a damn knife. Hold on.
We're not doing observational studies and we're not keeping secrets as they did in the Tuskegee experiment. I think that we are educating and developing very honorable people who will not... who always honor their oath to do no harm, to heal people and take care of people.
Nigga, he said the medical industry, they honor their oath? Really? Did this nigga say that with a straight face? Did this fool get on TV and say, oh, you know, white mama and white daddy, they honors the oath? Nigga, please. Oh, God, man.
We are... educating and developing very honorable people who will not, who always honor their oath to do no harm, to heal people and take care of people, and not tell them that they are taking care of them when they're not. I think...
Family, when they get Negroes to sit up here and lie for them, family, there's areas around this country, talking about honor the damn oath, there's places in every damn city, in every city in this country, every major city, there's a hospital that black people know not to go to. I've always talked about this before. In every major city, there's a hospital where black people know they better not take their ass to that hospital because your ass ain't gonna leave out alive. I can show you different cities. In L.A., it was Killer King Drew Hospital. Down in Birmingham, it was Cooper Green Hospital. I mean, you can go to any city and the black people will tell you, stay away from that hospital or your ass is going to die. you will least likely to live. You will not be alive if you go to that hospital. Avoid that hospital like the plague. These people don't honor no damn oath. The medical industry is about money. Honor the oath, nigga, please. Hold on.
We hope that those days are behind us. We can't atone for that tragedy, but we do have to be sure that we preserve the opportunity for our community to survive beyond what the pandemic is doing now.
Okay. So they thought bringing out their bootlegs, Grady Hospital in Atlanta, named after a white supremacist, Henry Grady. Honor the oath? Honor the oath? Dude, the medical industry is built on money and greed. Dude, the medical industry itself is a con, dude. The medical industry as we know it, man, it's a big-ass finesse orchestrated by damn Rockefeller, to be honest. And I broke that down a few weeks ago, how they created pharmaceuticals based on petroleum oil, petro oil. They were going to monopolize the Rockefeller already monopolized the oil industry. He said, well, hell, I can use some of the petrol from my oil to monopolize the medical industry. And that's exactly what he did. And then when people start getting sick from the pharmaceuticals that I'm giving them and they start getting cancer, well, guess what? I'm going to monopolize the cancer industry too, which he did. People get sick from the damn drugs, just like with AIDS. People would get sick because of the damn AZT drugs. The AIDS drugs is what was getting a lot of people sick. Honor the oath. Did this nigga say that with a straight face? These people don't honor no damn oath. This is a big money-making scheme. These people do things and prescribe things to you that will deliberately make you sick. When you go to the hospital, they be sitting up here deliberately trying to give women C-sections so that they can get that extra money. They did that to my wife for, I think, our first child. They gave her an epidural and then said, uh-oh, we just gave her this shot. Now we got to do a C-section. Now we got to take her into surgery. You understand? Honor the oath. These people don't give a damn about no oath. Man, these people, this is a money-making scam. This is a money-making con, dude. So the fact that they wheeled those Negroes out is very interesting. And that's the credential. They don't really have any type of credentials for the Negroes they're running out here. Just like that Dr. Kizmikia, where they keep lying, talking about she helped develop the damn vaccine. No, she didn't. They're telling you, hey, black folks, take the vaccine because this black woman helped develop it. So you should trust her because she's black like you. The problem is, and the media, the mainstream media, they keep ignoring this because we've already exposed that woman's tweets where she was talking greasy about black people. And she was up here bedwinching and white zaddy worshiping. That Dr. Kizmikia Corbett. She's a white zaddy worshiping bedwinch. This is why I say these bedwinches are very dangerous. But it's very interesting, guys, that they did all of this propaganda to try to get black people to take these damn drugs. To take these vaccines, rather. And it has made black people more skeptical. So the question to you, has anybody, are any of you convinced now? Are you convinced? Did they win some of y'all over? Because we did a poll. 90% of the people was like, hell no. But 10% of the people said, yeah, they'll take it. I want to know the 10%. How did they convince you? I want to know the 10% of the people. How did they convince you? Yeah, the fact that this woman's name is Dr. Kizzy, that's so deliberate. That's a very deliberate, backhanded compliment. See, we got to watch these folks. We got to watch folks. We got to be all about codification. We got to have people around us who's on code. This is why it is so important that we as foundational black Americans understand who they try to bring up around us and prop up as our spokesperson. See, we have to keep calling that out, guys. One of the reasons why it's hard for them to sell the bullshit to us is because we're acknowledging our lineage and we've become more codified, guys. This is why they're having trouble pushing this garbage on us. This is why they've been trying to do everything they could to undermine the foundation of Black American codification. This is one of the reasons why they don't want us to get on code. They know a foundation of Black Americans get on code, it's going to be a problem. They've always tried to throw people in the mix to throw us off. They've always done that, guys. They understand us. See, we as foundational Black Americans, man, we've been riding on these white supremacists nonstop. We've been riding on them since the 1500s and we've never stopped. Even though we're subjugated by the white supremacists, we are the only group who has consistently, I'm not talking about in little pockets here and there. I'm not talking about in little pockets. You can go to an African country or two and see a war that they've had and then all of a sudden, bam, cooperation. We ain't never fully cooperated with these damn white supremacists. We have never fully cooperated with them because, see, we were never under any illusion being under them. See, they didn't play these games that they played over in Africa and in the Caribbean. See, they played games, they played mind games that the people fell for in those areas. See, in Africa, they said, okay, you're not going to be a slave like we're going to do the people in the Western Hemisphere. What we're going to do, this is just colonization. You're going to be colonized. But what we're going to do, we're going to let you have your own king. You're going to have your own little village, and you can still, you know, have your little customs with your little different tribes. Now, we're going to come in and we're going to take all your resources. We're going to have access to your land. And in fact, we're going to rename your land something else. But, you know, you're going to have your little king over here. And if he gets out of line, we're going to whack his ass. But, you know, you're still going to be doing you got your own thing. It's not like slavery. But it was slavery. Just another name. Colonization is slavery. So when shit fell off in these countries over in Africa, you didn't look at it as the white supremacists wiping it out. It was just circumstances. They looked at it. It was just circumstances. It was the corrupt Negro government over here. Even today, they still blame the government. It is the government. You understand? In the Caribbean, they played games. They went over there to the Caribbean. The white supremacists started to play the colorism game, where they would get certain Black folks who may be one shade lighter or another shade darker, and they created buffer class based on that. Because see, when the white supremacists go places where the white supremacists are the minority, that's when they play the color game within Black society. See, that colorism thing is real big in the Caribbean and is real big in Africa, to be truthful. There's a reason why in the Caribbean and Africa, the cake soap game is on another level. There's a reason why. There's a reason why the cake soap game is popping hella heavy out there and not out here like that. It ain't popping like out here with foundational Black Americans, because Black, light, dark, brown, all of us are treated the same. So we're pretty much on code for the most part. But over there in certain African and Caribbean countries, they give certain benefits to the people who are lighter, and they set up a buffer class for the lighter Black people or Black people from a specific tribe. They play that kind of game. Notice, I want y'all to notice, anywhere where the white supremacists go and he's a minority among the dark people, they set up a colorism class among the people, and cake soap and bleach is on an all-time high. You go to India, They got those color casts out there that's been around for a long time. You see those bleaching ads all over the place in India. You go to Africa, there's bleaching ads all over the place. Jamaica, the Caribbean, bleach all over the place. Cake, soap, and bleach all over the damn place. You're trying to assimilate. You're like, instead of wiping white supremacy out, this is the problem. Instead of wiping it out, you just want to get light enough to get some of those secondary benefits. See, over here, because we're all treated the same, we want to wipe out systematic white supremacy, period. We want to wipe it out. You know? And the thing is, the white supremacists know that. See, they can't come around and play the colorism game with us because our culture is too deeply embedded. We're going to look out for each other. So even if you find a light-skinned black person, that light-skinned black person is going to look out for the dark-skinned black persons for the most part over here. Because we've been riding so long and we have such a long history and lineage here. So we have too many strong connections with each other. We don't have any tribal disagreements with each other. Foundational black Americans, we're the most on code people out of a lot of black folks globally. We're hella on code. For example, guys, if I go somewhere and there's a lot of white people in the room, there could be a lot of white people in the room and one black person walk in, a brother walk in. If he's a foundational black American, me and that brother can look at each other, give each other a nod, and we know exactly what each other's thinking. Y'all have had that before too. Y'all been somewhere and there's a lot of white people or whatever. You see another brother who's a foundational black American. Y'all give each other the eye contact and y'all know what it is. Y'all give each other the look. Y'all give each other the look. We all have it. We all know what the look is. We know what the damn look is. If anything goes down, nigga, I got you. And if anything goes down, you got me. We give each other the look. I got your back, my brother. If anything pops off, I got it. I got your front. You get my back, brother. We don't even have to say it. We already know it. You understand? We have that. Now, let me tell you something. I've been somewhere where there's a lot of white people and some African family came in or Caribbean family then came in. Nigga, they won't even give me eye contact. Let's keep it a buck. When there's a lot of white people around and some of these foreign black folks come in, nigga, they won't even acknowledge you in the room. They move, nigga. Get this nigga out of the room. Yeah, they avoid your ass like the plague. The African family and the Caribbean, they won't even look at your ass. Keep it a buck. I'm just keeping it a buck. And niggas know I'm telling the truth. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. They don't want to be associated with your ass, especially in front of white people. Oh, no, I don't know those niggas. I'm not from here. I'm not from here. I don't know that nigga. The niggas, do I need to call the police? Do I need to hold that nigga down? I hold that nigga down until you call the police. They'll help the damn white people if something goes down. Nigga, let me tell you something. I've seen video before, and I'm no cap, where a brother was fighting a cop somewhere. I think it was at an airport somewhere. The brother was fighting a cop, and the brother was getting the cop off of him. A African coon came and held the brother down until the rest of the cops came. No cap. I'm not even bullshitting. The African coon held the brother down until the cops came and cuffed the brother up. Nigga, they won't help these fuckers against us, dude. I've seen it. Come here, nigga. I got him. Go get help. Ooh, don't you move a muscle, nigga. Don't you move a muscle. Like, damn, Mbutu, you ain't gonna help a nigga. No, you better not hurt that white man. You better not hurt that white man. Them niggas will fuck you up over a white man. See, we different. If some go down in a room full of foundational black Americans, we just gonna drop whatever we got in our hands. We gonna help, nigga. We gonna help. We gonna get it popping. Even we don't know niggas. We ain't gonna let another brother get jumped by a bunch of white people. We ain't gonna let that happen. We jump in. And then we'll find out. We get to know each other afterwards. Man, hey man, you all right? Hey, my name is Daryl, man. What's your? Oh, my name is Keith, man. Thank you, brother. you know, we follow me on Instagram, my nigga. You know, we get to know each other after the shit go down. Then we'll talk about it. But when we see some danger go down, we're going to look out for each other. You know? We look out, bro. Yeah? But the thing is, guys, you know, we have a distinct lineage, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with acknowledging our lineage and not letting tether groups come in and try to undermine us. So we just got to stay on code with it. We got to stay on code with it. And a lot of us are on code about this damn vaccine. My thing is, I'm chilling out. I ain't volunteering for nothing. I'm going to wait till the herd immunity kicks in. Go give that shit to Asian people. Go give it to white people. I'm waiting on the herd immunity to kick in. I'll just hang out until the herd immunity kick in. Give it to some of these methed out white people. Give it to them. I'm cool. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have had everybody tuning in. Don't forget to go to OgunJuice.com, ladies and gentlemen. Go to KarenKeychains.com. Get the Karen Keychain, KarenKeychain.com. Go to OfficialFBA.com to get the FBA flags. The bandanas are coming next week, guys. So y'all stay tuned for the Foundation of Black American bandanas. That's coming next week, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all be good. I will holler at you guys this Sunday. Y'all subscribe to the channel. Again, subscribe to the channel. Hit that thumbs up button and I'll holler.